Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Qualls. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. Buford moves to third. Grich moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls bunts towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Williams moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Morales reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Andrews moves to second. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andrews scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields the ball and throws to McNally covering. Safe. Morales moves to third. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morales scores. Bradley moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls is 0-for-0 in the game. Qualls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Reichardt reaches second base with a double. Melton moves to third. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews is walked intentionally. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls is 0-for-1 in the game. Qualls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Qualls settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Qualls settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-2 in the game. Egan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls is 0-for-2 in the game. Qualls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-2 in the game. Rettenmund is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0-for-2 in the game. Echeverry hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Schappe pinch hits for Dave McNally. Tom Schappe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schappe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rorick Harrison now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-3 in the game. Egan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Andrews moves to third. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bradley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andrews scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Qual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-3 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Rettenmund reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.